Dear listeners, Sairam, we now bring you part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 21st May 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Every time you think somebody is wronging me, at the end you realize it is only Bhagwan's will.
Yes.
And he leads you to that level of surrender. Say, Swami, please, now you do it. Then things work like magic.
Yes.
So that's how we passed through 2014. And then there was a rush for these three songs. And I asked, sir, just once or twice, I asked him, sir, other three. He says, yes, I'm working on it. Let's see, whatever Swami inspires, I will do it. And months were passing and I had no clue of what's going on. So I was under tremendous pressure, and there came October, November, December and January and...
Oh my God. and he's such a great person. You can't really go, you know, ask him again.
No. Sir is very open. You can call him anytime. But I just told myself, why should I ask, sir? Once he has told he will do it, he will do it. That's it. There's no question of asking him again. Means, because the level of dedication and the level of love for Bhagwan... Now when you, in retrospect, again when you think of why he took so much time, each line tells you why he took so much time. Each line tells you. I mean, each charanam he has poured his heart and soul. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. Each line, for anybody knowing the M of music, will know that it's a masterpiece. So, you know, that's why it took time. So I asked sir only once. Then I asked him, coupled with the New Year wish. Sir, Happy New Year! Sir, the Kritis, sir, what is happening? He said, yeah, I'm doing. Some ideas have come. I said, oh, great, there is some progress. And then you won't believe it. Now came March or April, when we, early March.
Early March.
Yeah. Early March. I said, now from cold to warm, warm to hot, now hot to burning. I said, Swami, now if I don't call up, I will evaporate before 24. So I, with a lot of trepidation, I just took the phone. Again, you see Swami's hand. See, I just took the phone. One fine day, I just wish I had noted that date. You know, I took the phone and I called up sir. He said, how do you know that I'm thinking of you just now?
Oh my God.
I said, sir, I don't know. I just called you. He said, just now I have taught the three songs to a well-established music, Carnatic musician. What is her name?
Vidya Kalyan Raman.
So sir had asked her, requested her if she could learn the Kritis and sing the rough track. So he taught her for about 2 weeks. She went back and took 1 week for each Kriti, one week for each of the three remaining Kritis. She learnt it, rehearsed it, came back and sang to sir in his room. She sang the three Kritis and said, sir, how is it? He said, yes, now you have reached a level where we can record the track. Let me call Sai Prakash and fix a date for recording, and Sai Prakash calls up.
Oh my God.
Can it get more dramatic than this? This is exactly how it happened. I am not exaggerating. I am not telling a very nice story. But this is exactly how it happened.
You are telling a most amazing story.
What to do? This is how it happened. So then I called up sir, and then sir said, okay, let us fix a date. What was the date of Purnavati of Atirudram, Vrindavan?
March 12th.
So March 12th was the date we fixed for the recording. We had no idea that Purnavati was on March 12th. Okay. This was fixed just before the Atirudram in Vrindavan started. So we said March 1, I think it's fine, we fixed the date. Then when Tirudram was announced, we realized, array, that is Purnahuti date. But we have fixed this date, let us not delay further. March 5th, we are going for track recording. Can you imagine, it has to be sung on 24th April. Three songs, which are in no way easier than the first two songs. So the
four notches tougher.
Four notches tougher. Here is,
no way easy.
Here is one of the victims, when they say so. So, we just prayed to Swami. I said, Swami, if not 11th, at least 12th. I mean, that we should do it on 12th. We can't postpone. And madam who was with us, Vasant Rakshmi madam, she said, come what may, this is also Swami's work. Now again, I should take the time here to narrate this beautiful episode which happened. Because this is how he works. So we decided, yes, we will do it on 12th March. And we took all the recording equipment from here. Because Sai Shravanam was abroad and he was busy. So we could not do the track recording in his studios in Chennai. So we thought, let us just take a mic, let us take a laptop, let us take a preamp and go to sir's house, sit there, record the three kritis and send it as soon as possible. That was the underlining statement.
That was soon.
That was soon. I mean, what to do? That was the earliest we could do. So we went. We went to Vrindavan. And why to take a 12-hour direct journey to Chennai? Let's break at Vrindavan, have darshan of the Purnahuti, the Atirudram that is going on, take Lord Shiva's blessings and possibly bribe him to control time a little bit. Kala, Kala Titaya, please stretch the time in our favor. I had all these funny thoughts, literally speaking. Yes, God, please stretch the time for us. We have been so late this time. But we went to Vrindavan. And on 12th morning, there was a discussion whether we are dishonoring Atirudram by cutting halfway through and leaving for Chennai. Because, you know, the Purnahuti was to go until 12:31. And if we were to stay till the end of Purnahuti, we wouldn't have reached Chennai on time for the recording. We had fixed it at 5 in the evening. So then we said, no, this is Swami's work, that is Swami's work. And we decided to go. I should mention this because, I mean, the songs is one side, but what happened behind the scenes? Every incident is significant. And every sentence that Swami makes people tell you is significant.
Yes.
So, if you are in that constant awareness that every action of yours is a project which you are doing for Swami, you'll see everything is significant. So, we decided to leave at around 9:30 or so from Vrindavan. So, the puja was going on Atirudram. We silently slipped out. Our car had come. There is an opening under the bridge.
Yes.
Right opposite the ashram gate in Vrindavan. For those who have been there, it's very easy to imagine. So I was suggesting to a car driver, don't park it right on the road because there's quite a bit of traffic. You turn under the opening, under the bridge. You park it there so that madam can cross the road. She can come and get into the car. By the way, she's 67. So it's not a very young age. And so we told, you please park it there comfortably. And there he had parked the car. And she crossed the road and I got in the front. And another boy, our colleague Sai Prasad, who was with us. By the way, he was the one who really worked very, very, very hard on the lyrics part of it. In the sense, getting the notations. There is a notation script that has to be brought out for each kriti. And it can be actually read like how the Western musicians read music. But he's the one who worked behind the scenes. So he was there with us. I was sitting in the front. He sat behind. Madam put her bag in the car. And the driver thought she also sat. And he started the car. He started the car and her sari got stuck in the door. And then she fell down.
Fell down?
She fell down. And there was a pandemonium all around and people were shouting, they're scolding the driver. Oh, this fellow was so nervous, he just stopped the car. Now, in that confusion, in that split second, can you believe it? A person standing in the corner came rushing and held madam's head. He didn't allow the head to hit the ground. The way she fell down, because I was looking front, I said, why people are shouting? When I, as I looked back, I could see her just falling down. By the time I could open the door and come, she has already fallen down. Now, in all the confusion, our Mr. Driver has just stopped the car. And where he has stopped the car, it's a nice, beautiful, silver, grey Etios, right on Madam's leg. Now, the tire, back tire, is right on her leg. And, you know, even now, it just sends shiver. I just shouted, Sairam, Sairam. Shouted, Sairam, we came running. And half the people were telling, take the car forward. Half the people were telling, take the car back. And finally, I don't know what, some sense prevailed and he took the car back slowly. And that was the right thing to do. It was right on her leg. The tire was right on her leg. She's 67, she fell down, she didn't get here hurt on her head. The car tire was on her leg. I said, that's the end of our recording. Let's go to the hospital, admit her, and we'll tell sir, maybe we'll come later. Thoughts were just flying in my head. So we just, she said there is some burning sensation, and very carefully we took her to the, put her in the car, rushed to the general hospital. We went to the orthopedician who was looking at OPD cases on that day, and he just checked her leg, pressed it at a few places and asked, is it paining? She says, no.
No.
She said, no. I said, auntie, it's okay. If it's paining, you please tell. You know, a whole car was standing on your leg. If it's paining, you please tell. She says, no, it's not paining. If it's not paining, why should I say it's paining? It was unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. And the car was standing on a leg for at least 10 seconds. 10 to 15 seconds possibly. Because of all the confusion. Then the doctor told her, good, you didn't panic. Because if you had panicked and tried to pull your leg out, half your foot would have got stuck there. And only the other half would have come out. He said, we have seen cases like this before. But since you didn't panic, and since she says, I didn't panic because in that instant, the only thought that came to me is, oh my God, such a big car is on my leg. You just try to imagine which movie director can make a better movie than this. What to do? She says, this is how I felt. Oh my God, such a big car is on my leg. And because of that, her mind was diverted from the car actually being on her leg. And he said, good, you didn't panic. And then she said, you know, even if a mosquito bites me a little hard, I am very fussy. And she is fussy, she's very delicate in those. But she says, I can't imagine. A whole car was standing on my leg and nothing happened. And we didn't want to believe the orthopedic OP. He said, nothing happened, you just put some ice, because the car has, there's a rough tire, you put ice on the leg and you can travel. We didn't want to believe him. We said, let us go to the X-ray department. I'm sure something has broken. So we went to the X-ray department, and the person who was to do the X-ray is happily enjoying Atirudrama egg. Oh. He has taken special leave and he has gone to. Then we said, Swami, Anyata Sharanam Nasti. Then she said very emphatically, she said, see Prakash, if it is paining, I will tell you. It is not paining, let us travel. Mm-hmm. And you won't believe it, the next 6 hours, 7 hours that we traveled from Bangalore to Chennai with this kind of leg, we just put some ice and traveled. We went to sir's house, did the track recording, and madam immediately left for Tirupati that night.
Oh.
She reached late night 1 or 2 at Tirupati. Next morning promptly she went to the hospital to check with an X-ray and found it was perfectly fine.
Oh my God.
Just she found it was perfectly fine. I mean, what more can you say? What more can you say when he says, I am there, I am looking after?
Well, you asked Lord Shiva, the one who is beyond time and space and death and birth, to take care. So he did it.
He just did it.
Just did it.
It's so amazing. So that's how the track, 2 tracks were recorded. And then we sent it to all the musicians.
After the notations were written.
After the notations, that took a few more days.
Yeah,
that took a few more days. Sorry for forgetting that. And I remember, because the dialogue I was making at that time was, we hardly have 1 month. Rather, we have 1 day less than 1 month. So on 25th of March, I think there was some clarity on the tracks and the notation. Because even to notate these songs is so difficult.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
In fact, happens. I was asking my cousin, who is a gold medalist in Carnatic music, after listening to the Thodi Pancharatna Kriti, he was saying it's very, very difficult to write notations for this. Whoever has done this is really a Herculean task because there is no fixed swarasthanam for those notes. And whoever has done it is really, he has put in a lot of dedication and really Swami must have guided that person because it's very difficult to write it. When you hear the songs, no, it's very difficult.
Wow. In fact, one star statement which sir told me, which I said I'll never forget in this life. I said, sir, how did you choose these ragas? How did you choose these ragas for these songs? He said, Prakash, I didn't choose the ragas. The ragas chose the song.
Oh,
oh my God.
It is as if these ragas are some living entities who have come and said, okay, let me pick this kriti, let me pick that kriti. And you cannot have a substitute raga for these songs. They gel in so well. Anybody listening to these kritis will know that it's composed by one person. The lyrics and the music. Nobody will know that it's two people who have composed it. And one in Puttaparthi, one in Chennai. Nobody will know. Because it is so perfect. So perfect. Only Swami can do it.
Wow.
So that's the background story of how this whole thing came about.
Amazing confluence of raga, bhava, tala. Amazing confluence of grace working through so many people.
That's the point. And in perfect, you know, synchronicity.
I just wanted to ask you if you reached on time for the recording. After all this?
Yeah, we did reach on time. You know, we did reach on time. And then the amazing part was that as we reached and we told Rajkumar sir that this is how it happened, although he expressed concern and he said he was expressed a lot of concern for madam and he said it's just Swami's grace that it went on well and all, you could just see his face was so calm and relaxed. I mean, yes, this also happens. That kind of attitude is something great. I mean, Why I'm laying so much emphasis on this is when you actually start listening to the music, when you actually start listening to the kritis, you will know the man behind it, you will know the person behind these compositions, and madam also.
Yes.
She left no stone unturned to get the best lyrics for these songs. I think we wanted to have a demo session today, but I went on and on.
No, I think that this is part of the story, and we have to share this. And but of course we will continue this session, and we'll have a demonstration of the lyrics. And as you mentioned, how, you know, every lyric got its justice, every word was given its due place.
Very true. In fact, I don't know whether to call it for the benefit of the listeners or for the tension of the listeners. I've got a 5-page note here.
Yes.
Because I sat and heard all the kritis again today. And again, it's just marvelous. Because this background story that we just narrated, you know, the more and more you start appreciating this, and more you start understanding the importance of the background story when you actually go through the kritis. Because it was done with so much of love for Bhagavan.
Absolutely.
It was done with total surrender to his will.
Absolutely.
And he did it.
He did it.
That's it.
It is just like if you're singing a Tyagaraja kriti, if you read the life of Tyagaraja and then sing his kriti, you know, it will be a completely different experience. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Because the same Sai Pancharatnas, when you know how Sai made it happen, that is when, you know, you also will know how, you know, how you should put all your heart and soul into it, because Sai has put all his heart and soul into it.
See, I know it's late. I think we just have a few minutes left.
Yeah. I was just continue.
But
Prakash,
what I just felt is maybe we could just give a teaser.
Sure.
We could start a little bit of the first kriti.
Okay.
Just to make our listeners look forward to the next session on Sai Pancharatna. I think the Sai Pancharatnas will have 5 sessions.
Oh, fantastic. That's beautiful.
5 sessions on the 5 Pancharatnas.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and we are yet to hear the story of from sister about how the students got involved.
Exactly. That I think we should start with that the next, next session. But I just want to ask Anirudh this question. The first song is composed in the rag Gambhira Nate.
Yeah.
And Tyagaraja's first kriti is composed in which raga? In Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
So what is the difference?
Even I have not learnt the Pancharatna kritis as well, like to analyze each raga like Nate. Well, in Nate you have like... So that ga emphasis is beautiful in the Nate phrase.
Okay.
Whereas it's a totally different flavor in the Gambhira Nate. You have So you have the Shuddha ga, Gandharam, which is Saga Mapani Sa Sanipamaga Sani. So this is Gambhira Nata. The two gas make the subtle difference between the Gambhira Nata
and also Nata. I think in Nate you have both the nishads. Here also do you have?
Yeah, here you have only one nishadam, which is sagamapani sanipa. Yeah, yeah. In Nate you have saga
So, sir has chosen this raga for the first kriti.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt this is a very grand raga for the opening.
Yeah. As we were mentioning, the in a composition, it really plays an important role, the raga selection.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grand opening song where what definitely lyrics make the most impact with the meaning. It's very rich. Mm-hmm. But what adds so much of color to the lyrics is the raga.
Yes.
The music, the raga which...
has been selected.
Yeah.
Can do justice. Mm.
Definitely. It makes it complete. The music is complete. Absolutely. With the raga, bhava and tala, as we were mentioning.
Mm.
So, definitely this was a very grand opening.
Mm.
When we heard the first line, the first track, when I heard, Pranamami Saisha. It was so, divine, blissful.
Yes.
Just close your eyes and listen more and...
Maybe you can just sing the Pallavi and Anupallavi. I request both of you to just sing the Pallavi and Anupallavi.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
And maybe we can discuss a little bit about the musical, greatness of these lines, as well as how the meaning goes with the tune.
Yeah.
So we'll just try out the first two lines, Pallavi and Anupallavi. Maybe you both can sing together. Please.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pranamami Saisha. Pranamami Saisha. Sakala bhuvana shubhakara ghana charita pranamami Saisha. Sakala bhuvana shubhakara ghana charita pranamami Saisha. Sakala bhuvana shubhakara ghana charita srishti sthiti karaka sugunakara ratnakara vamshadhi sudhakara pranamami Saisha. sakal bhuvana shobhakara ghana charita srishti sthiti karaka sugunagara nagara vamshadi sudhakara pranamami saisha.
Wow, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. In fact, when you sing Sakala Bhuvana Shubhakara, that Bhuvana, the way it is tuned, it gives a feeling of roundness, no? Just sing that phrase, Sakala Bhuvana Kara.
You have the variations like
Sakala Bhuvana Shubhakara Ghana Charita Srishti Stiti Karaka Sugunakarara Nakara Vamshabdi Sudhakara Pranamami.
So when you say Sakala Bhuvana, it is the way it is composed, you feel, yes, yes, he is talking of the whole world. Sakala Bhuvana.
Sakala Bhuvana.
Correct. I mean, the way he has tuned it, that's what I meant when I said he has taken word by word. He has actually tuned it word by word. And one unique feature of the Sai Pancharatna is there is no scope for you not to pronounce the words clearly.
Oh.
Because the tune has been made in such a way that you are forced to pronounce the words clearly.
And because, even sir was particular that this practice is there where they don't close the mouth at all. Instead of saying they would say they tend to sing like that. Sir was very particular that we have to close our mouth and render the aksharams very perfectly. Even Mahapranamal, that other one also, because some of us were from Tamil Nadu and other states. So he said the pronunciation has to be correct, where the stresses have to be done. Because he was very particular about that. I remember all through our concerts he would be telling us, close your mouth here, give the stress here. So rarely it has been stressed that way.
The first song, as we discussed in the last time, was is dedicated to Swami's birth and his early life and lineage and how he blessed the earth with his incarnation, and how many childhood leelas and such beautiful things are, you know, brought out in the first kriti. But I think we'll have to wait for a week now.
we will have to continue this discussion, as you mentioned. Whether it goes on for 5 or 50 episodes, is it fine? It's fine, because in the time flies. You just soak yourself in
I
the bliss.
I can't imagine I spoke for an hour.
Not at me. The only problem is we have to constantly look at the clock, because it's a live program. Otherwise, if it was not live, you know, we would have just gone on and on and not be concerned about the clock ticking away. But in any case, we are grateful to Bhagwan for having, you know, given us the Pancharatna and now given us the chance to soak in that bliss. And, you know, subsequent generations can now soak in the bliss
very true.
Pancharatna.
Anyway, the idea is that people all over the world, whoever is having this bent of mind of music, they will learn these kritis and offer to Bhagwan in their homes, in their samitis, in their centers, in their temples. And on 24th April, you will have one voice all over the world offering these kritis to Bhagwan.
Wow. And just imagine if there's a day when, you know, the entire Sai Kulanth Hall, or at least the 60% of Sai Kulanth Hall is filled with Carnatic musicians and everybody is singing this.
That's true. It should happen.
What a glorious occasion.
Everybody sitting in Sai Kulanth Hall will sing it. They'll become the Carnatic musicians.
I mean, after hearing it 100 times, at least we will be able to sing something. It's not easy like a bhajan.
No problem. We have to learn one line one day.
I think we should make
that. We have that time. I think that would be a really useful and such a fulfilling exercise for anyone who has learned Carnatic music, or he plans to learn Carnatic music, or he loves
point.
Carnatic
That's
music.
That's the point. You start with Swami's Kriti.
Start with Swami's Kriti, you know. Learn That's one beautiful. Line every day. Perhaps that is a reminder to me also. It would be a very nice thing to do.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much, Sai Prakash, Anirudh and Sister Vasumati. And really grateful to Bhagwan for having given us this opportunity. And we look forward, as Sai Prakash said, to the future sessions. In fact, I remember last time after the session ended, Mrs. Padma Kasturi, you know, the daughter of Professor Kasturi, she was so thrilled when she heard about this story of how this happened, you know. She called me immediately after the program, and she was almost in tears in joy. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be so many people who'd be like that.
This is just one project of Bhagwan, and as I just mentioned, if you take everything in your life as a project for him,
yeah,
you see his hand
all the time, everything. All the time.
That's the beauty.
I think anybody who connects to Swami will be able to relate to it.
Correct.
What you're saying. So dear listeners, with that we come to the end of this current episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any queries or suggestions or comments, please feel free to write to us, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much for being with us. And of course, our deepest sense of gratitude to Bhagwan for having given us this bliss of knowing him, of living his presence in our life, and of basking in his presence. Thank you so much. Saram.
You just heard part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 21st May 2015. As part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.